Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more. In case you hadn't worked out from the title, this episode talks about some pretty nasty things in pretty graphic detail. I found this episode quite hard to edit. If you are affected by discussion of bodily injury, surgery, or just gore in general, maybe give this episode a miss. So I was thinking about stories that I've heard growing up about your adventures, let's call them. There was one particular one. I sort of went, have I misremembered that, or did I just imagine that? It was a story about a foot.
Yes, so that was when after I went to do my clinical studies, sort of in the first, I had an introduction for 2 weeks, and then we were sent out to general practice for 2 weeks, and I went to Wellingborough, which is near Northampton. And one of the GPs there was one of these first responders. Mm. And he had a Saab 900 Turbo, which was the coolest car ever. So we used to drive around Wellingborough in a Saab 900 Turbo. There isn't very much in Wellingborough apart from a Weetabix factory. So anyway, so he was a first responder. So I think it was on a Sunday morning. He sort of knocked me up about 2 o'clock in the morning and said, we need to go to a car crash. So I went to a car crash. I've actually got a photograph of this. So we got there and the car had basically come off the road and crashed into a lamppost, and the lamppost had fallen back on the car. So there was a woman pinned in there, and what happened was the car had crumpled and it had sliced off one of her feet.
Oh my God.
So basically we had to do sort of, you know, put tourniquets on and put some fluids and stuff up and wait for the ambulance to come. So the ambulance came, and then somebody had this weird idea of maybe we should take the foot just in case they could stitch it back on. So I was sent dispatched at about 3 o'clock in the morning to go and find this foot. So I was hunting around in the undergrowth for a foot, and I found this foot with a bit of leg attached in a purple pixie boot. So I sort of picked this up, wandered across to the ambulance man, and basically put it in a bucket, and we sort of went in the ambulance with this woman to Northampton General Hospital. So I walked into Northampton General Hospital with a bucket with the foot in it. So now the really interesting thing is that about 2 years later, my third year, I was doing surgery in Northampton, and they were telling me about this woman who'd had her foot chopped off, and she'd done rather well. So she walked out without a foot, but she'd done rather well. And then,
oh my goodness. Yeah, so I was always under the impression you were given the bucket to go find the foot. I didn't realize you had to carry the foot back to the ambulance. That's horrific.
Well, no, I had to go. I found it under this bush, you see, and it had this little purple pixie boot with sort of like a little that this big with a pointed toes, and sort of like the pixie boot with foot and a bit of two bones sticking out and a sock.
Oh. It was never a problem. I think you went into nursing and you knew things, you were going to see things that were going to be upsetting. There wasn't the gore and everything surrounding gore like there is on television now. There wasn't that way back then. But you knew if you went to hospital, it could be quite nasty and horrible. But I think you just got in there and did it. It was like recently, well, I'm saying recently, when we lived in Aberdeen and I was with the horses, and there was one of the horses had a horrible horrible wound thing. And when Susan was describing how it was and what she's had to do with it, and I was like, and she said, but Jill, you were a nurse. You could have come across a lot, much, much worse. But it was the thinking about it. But when it's in front of you, you get on with it. It's your job. You have to be able to do that. You can't. I suppose some people might have to train, but I never came across anybody who ever had a problem with it. You would just get on with it. I suppose it's a switch that just says, yeah, this is my job. This is what I do. This is what I have to do. And I mean, as a nurse, you had some pretty horrid jobs to do because you have all the cleaning up to do. Yes. You know, not nice. And, I mean, some really horrid things, you know, right up their backs everywhere. You know, somebody has to do it. You have to do it. Smells horrid, but you know, you as babies weren't a problem at all clearing you up.
Glad to hear it.
When I was in New Zealand, I saw a man who'd come off his motorcycle, and when you come off your motorcycle and you roll along the ground, he'd basically flayed his legs. His leg was split open from his waist down to the foot, and all the bones had been taken out. So he's sort of lying there with his leg flayed open like a what's it called? Spatchcock chicken. My first comment was, look, he's broken his little finger.
Was there ever a point where that sort of thing wasn't like a problem? I mean, obviously it's a problem, but like was something that was difficult to deal with?
No,
to begin with,
it was dead easy.
Was it just a case of, this is just part of the job, we just get on with it?
No, I had a reputation for loving a bit of gore. So they used to send me to the people that had, you know, a bit of gore, so people had hacked their arm off with a chainsaw and things. I just enjoyed it. It was good fun.
Fair enough.
Good fun.
I was well known for being fascinated that I wanted to actually go and watch an autopsy. The thing was that when I crossed over from the nurse's home into the hospital, I had passed the morgue because we came in by the back door, and I passed the morgue every time. And you would often sort of pass the porters with their metal trolleys going down, taking a body down to the morgue. And I was just so I'd love to go in there and go and see what they do.
And also, you know, when you were doing surgery as a house officer, you know, you're allowed to take out appendices and do small operations yourself. You had your own theatre lists. Whereas nowadays, it's only consultants that operate. Whereas then, you know, we would have taken appendix out. I remember, I think when I was a house surgeon, I think for my 25th birthday? Yeah, it's my 25th birthday. And as a present, the surgeon allowed me to remove this 56-pound ovarian cyst from this woman's abdomen. So this woman had come in on my take and I said, you know, huge soil landman. I said, this must be an ovarian cyst. So because it was my birthday, he let me take the cyst out. And literally, we had to put this cyst, it was the size of a bag of potatoes. So we put this cyst in a dustbin. And the pot for the sample, it said, look in the dustbin.
So oh, wow. Oh, my God.
This is my present of my 25th birthday, was to be allowed to take this 56-pound ovarian cyst out.
I did, it wasn't 10 weeks, maybe it was 5 weeks in theatre. One thing I didn't like was the smell of bone when they were doing bone. Didn't like that at all.
The smell of bones.
Yeah, in theatre, if they were cutting bones, things like that. No, I didn't like that at all.
What? I'm going to regret asking this. What does it smell like?
Oh, I can't remember, but I just remember I just didn't like the smell of bone, burning bone, when they were doing. I mean, the thing is, in theatre anyway, it's a different sort of air circulation, different sort of feeling. So I always had a problem with that anyway. Mm. Not that I ever fainted, but it was just that, I think because it's so white and just the sound, because it's so enclosed in.
Yeah.
I don't know what, it's something about being in theatre anyway. But if I was doing something, I was fine. But, sorry, I've just got this image in my head now of when they used to do varicose veins. It was usually the junior surgeons that used to be allowed to do varicose veins. I mean, they used to pull them out. And they were quite stretchy. So they would just pull them out and they would just sort of whip out and just sort of... Yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, that's... Oh.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.